Okay,
Hi.
okay.
Hi, good morning. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, Courtney. This
Hello.
is Dominic. I have Carlos Watts, who wishes to file a claim for the roundup. Can you take it from here?
Yes, go ahead and transfer. Hi, good morning, Carlos.
Good morning.
Hi, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. The inquiry is about the roundup lawsuit, is that correct?
Correct.
All right, and you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. Carlos, is this your telephone number? 412-530-3018?
Yes.
Okay. And if any time we are disconnected, I will call you from my direct line, which is a 949 area code. And Mr. Watts, this is your cell phone, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And you wanted to see if you meet the requirements. You did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
Correct.
All right. So you are willing to affirm under penalty. You haven't sought legal representation or signed any documents with any other law firm.
No.
Okay. And you were the one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, sir. I hope you're doing, are you doing better today?
Yes, yes,
Okay,
yes.
good. Glad to hear that. By chance, do you know the subtype of your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The
If you
subtype.
don't, it's okay. They just are asking.
No, yeah, I know it. Just trying to think. I just have a hard time
Yeah,
remembering.
they're yeah, and they're not usually the easiest way to pronounce them.
The B cell type. That's what.
Okay, perfect. All right. You only had the one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? No other cancer or any other diagnoses?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And then you are filing on behalf of yourself. And you were diagnosed between the years of 2005 and now. Do you know your diagnosis date?
My diagnosis date was June 10th, 2020.
June 10th, 2020. All right. All right. Thank you for confirming that. Just before we begin, a lot of the questions are repetitive, so I apologize ahead of time. If you think I'm asking it, I might ask the same question twice. It's just the way that they do the form.
No
Were
problem.
you, yeah, were you spraying the Roundup at home, or were you spraying it for work, or both?
Yeah, I was spraying it at home on my property and my yard, the yard next door, like the yard
Yeah,
next door, just
you're.
keeping it.
Yeah. Do you still live at the same property, or is this a different address that you live at?
This is a different address.
Okay. Well, do you know the address of where you were spraying it at?
Oh, that was I think it was Woodstock. That was a while ago. It was a neighborhood like where I used to live at, 'cause I just moved.
Do you know the
I've
address of
only been
that?
in a,
Have do, the old
I think it's
address?
two. I think it's 2454 Woodstock. I'm pretty
Woodstock.
sure.
Okay, so
That's Pittsburgh.
two.
I can't remember the address.
It's all right, I'll find it. 24545 Woodstock.
Yeah, two. Hold up, two. Now I'm getting two. I think it's 2454. I think. I
Okay,
think. I
Woodstock.
just
And then
know that number.
what city is it in, what state?
That's Pittsburgh. I mean, Switzerland, but it's Pittsburgh, so yeah.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Okay. That's fine. It's to the best of your knowledge. They'll find it regardless when they pull the records and all that stuff. They just want to get an idea. Did you have any what was I gonna say? Neighbors or family members or anybody else that was affected by the Roundup as well that needed help filing a claim? Or just you? Okay.
No,
If you know
just
of anybody, you can always give them my information to help them file a claim, okay?
I surely will.
All right. Yeah, you were right. I found it. 2454 Woodstock Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15218.
Okay, yeah, that
Yeah.
sounds like that. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I know all the places I live. I sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I can remember all the addresses.
I can't remember my own song. It's crazy.
Okay. And yeah. And then you were diagnosed between the ages of 18 and 79, after spraying Roundup. How many years did you spray Roundup for, like approximately?
11 years,
11 years.
2009 to,
And were you spraying it for, were you spraying it? I'm sorry. Once, like how often were you spraying it? Like weekly, bi-weekly,
like once or twice a month,
like twice a month? Okay.
keeping it, yeah.
Put twice a month for, and then every out of 12 months out of the year, right?
Yes.
Okay. 11 years. Perfect. Okay. And that gives you 24 exposures a year for 11 years. Approximately 264 exposures in your lifetime. Okay. So 11 years, you did spray Roundup for 10 days or more. Correct. And this is your cell phone. And you are a citizen
Yes.
of the United States, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then, do you have any of these illnesses? Do you have HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C or B?
No.
Okay. Do you have
No.
arthritis or diabetes, lupus or
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Okay. What about any organ transplants?
No.
Any family history of cancer?
No.
Oh, wait. Do you have to do any other chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
Okay. And then it's your first name is Carlos, Carlos. Last name is Watts, Watts. Did you have a middle initial or middle name you want me to
No.
Okay, there's no suffix in your name, right? You're not a junior or senior or anything?
No.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. And then what is your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
I'm single.
Okay. Never married?
Never.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
5975.
5/9/1979.
1975.
75. I was trying to make you younger.
I need you to.
So I have May 9th, 1975.
Yes.
Okay. And then can you confirm your social for me, Carlos?
426-355-6-4-5.
Okay. So sorry. Okay. One more time for me. I could barely hear you. The first part caught off.
Oh, I'm sorry. 426-355-6-4-5.
Perfect. Thank you. Okay. 426-355-5645.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. It makes it easier for the attorneys if we just get the full social. So I appreciate you. 5645. Okay. And then when was your first connection between the Roundup and the cancer? Was that when you went to the hospital or when was your first connection between it?
That was when I started getting symptoms. I went to my family doctor, Linda Haynes, and she referred me to the doctor who treated me.
Okay, that's good.
So that
Okay.
was in.
Was that like around, bef that was before your diagnosis, so but sometime in June?
Yeah. It was like June 2020.
You'll put like June 1st, 2020?
I think it was June 6, 2020.
June 6th, 2020. Okay. And then she referred you to the specialist. Okay. Okay. What approximately what's your height and your weight?
5'10", 200 pounds.
Okay. And what is I have your cell phone number. What's a good time for your attorneys to call you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Probably the evening.
Okay. Did you have an email that you had access to? I can send documents to?
Yes, cwatts509 at Gmail.
cwatts509@gmail.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. Okay, so you were spraying it twice a month for 11 years, 12 months out of the year. You did spray Roundup for a full year before your diagnosis. I know you said you started using it in 2009, correct? And then you stopped in
Correct.
2020. When did you start
So,
using it in 2009?
I think it was like May, June.
May, what do you think? Like May,
I'll just say June. I'll just say June
June
until
1st,
2009. Yeah, we'll put
2009.
June.
June 1st, 2009, and then you stopped. Did you stop using it June, like June of 2020 as well, or maybe May, June? Okay, June 1st of
June
2020.
2020.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so you started using it 6/1/2009 and stopped using it 6/1/2020. You stopped using Roundup because obviously you, what were you had symptoms or you received your
Yes,
diagnosis? Okay.
No, I was feeling crazy. I was like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And
You were getting
and got
sick.
checked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, rashes and itching and feeling
Swollen
this,
chest pain, yeah.
like shortness of breath, yeah, coughing and stuff.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Yeah, it wasn't a good time.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't disagree. It was probably, yeah, not a good time at all. Okay. And you were applying it monthly. How were you applying it? Were you applying it with a hand sprayer, backpack tractor, and a hose?
Spare.
Did you ever wear any type of protective gear?
Well, sometimes I might wear glasses, but that's.
Okay, I'll put glasses. And then you were spraying it on your property, around property line, and like.
And the alley and stuff. Bushes and stuff, weeds and stuff coming out.
Okay, around property line, fence line.
And it really keep the stuff back from the driveways and get the car in there. Always growing like real heavy over in the summertime,
Yeah.
real bad. All those varmints and stuff start, getting thrown in there and stuff. So.
Fence line and driveway. And this was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, state of
What's
Pennsylvania.
that?
I said just to confirm, this was in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, not Philadelphia.
That's what I meant to say. I always say Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, and Pennsylvania. I always get those three confused. They're all P's. Okay, so let me just make sure because Pittsburgh. Okay, yeah. So that's where the address was, Pittsburgh, PA. Okay, so Pennsylvania, and then this was residential. You were directly exposed. You were the one spraying it every time.
Yes. Me only.
Okay, and then you were present every time. Do you live near a water well or do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. So, just like approximately in the math, like you do have close to 264 exposures, if not more, in your lifetime. You do not live very well. Are you ever subject to any other herbicides like benzine or Agent Orange?
No.
You've never been exposed to any of those? Okay. How
No.
How did you purchase it? Did you get premix or concentrate?
I always got the concentrate from the Home Depot.
Okay. And that's the Home Depot in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
I'm gonna put, let's see. And Home Depot was the only place you were buying it at? Oops.
Yeah, I always got the 3 gallon, the big ones,
Yeah. Let's see. Is it the one off 400 North Highland Avenue? Is that the one you'd go to? Does that sound kind of
No,
familiar?
it's on 999 Ross Park Mall Drive.
Ross Park Moore Drive. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Ross Park Moore Drive. Hold on. Okay, 9999 Ross Park Mall Drive, Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. I know there's probably a bunch of them, but thanks for confirming that. Did you have any proof of like purchase, or do you have any like pictures? Do you have any receipts? Did you obtain any of that? Like, do you have any? Sh
No, I don't have
No, no proof.
receipt. Yeah.
Okay. No proof of purchase, but do you have any of it still in your possession? Like, do you have any old bottles like in the garage or anything?
Yes,
Okay,
yes.
keep those, keep them. They subs I'm just going to tell you for personal ex not personal experience, but personal advice, it helps your case significantly. So just keep the empty bottles. I mean, don't touch them or
Okay.
whatever, but yeah. Or make sure they're like contained where no one can get to them, but it does help your case. No proof of purchase. You do have, you don't have receipts or anything, but you do have it in your possession. Do you smoke or have you ever smoked?
No.
Okay. Are you currently employed at this time, Carlos?
Yes.
Okay. Who's your current employer?
Our current employer is Great Clips.
Great. Say it one more time.
Great Clips. Like great, like large grape.
Grape clips.
GREAT.
Oh, GRA, great. And then CLIPS.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I'm so sorry. All right. And. Are you a hairdresser?
Yes, I do. I've always been here since I was little. Like, my mom had a shop, so
Yeah, that's so funny. I
I'm
went to hair. I
probably.
went. I actually went to hair school too. I never.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I never. I got everything. I just never followed through with it. But yeah, so that's funny. My mom was a hairdresser too. Yeah. Are
I know a
you
lot of
at
people like that.
where? Where? What's the address that you're at in Philadelphia?
Pittsburgh.
Or Pittsburgh?
It's
I keep saying it. I know, I'm horrible.
2311 Grandview Avenue, McKeesport, PA 15132.
Thank you. Okay. Okay.
Excuse me one second, I just want to grab a drink out the
Yeah,
fridge.
you're fine. Take your time. Take your time. Hold on one second. Okay, so 2311 Grandview Avenue, PA.
Yeah.
McKeesport?
Yes.
All right.
2311 Grandview Avenue, 15132.
All right, and then let me just make sure this is right. It's not coming up, so I don't know why this is. McKee is McKeesport.
Yeah, it's like McDonald's, like capital M, small c, capital KEESPORT.
Yeah. Okay, I found it. Is this your home address or this the?
That's my home address.
Okay, that's your home address. Okay. Is what's your employer's address for Great Clips?
4580 Browns Hill Road.
Okay. All right, that's the one I needed right now. Okay. Okay. And you're a stylist. And then, did you lose any work because of your treated for surgery or treated conditions? Like, were you unable to work?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I put that you were a stylist too as your job title. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Approximately how long were you unable to work due to your conditions?
Well, I was gone for like 6 years. So.
Okay, unable to work for 6 years. Okay. And then have you ever been in the military, Carlos?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been in any other lawsuits like disability or workers' compensation claims?
No.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Or been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Who is your diagnosing physician? Do you know your doctor's name?
Dr. Appelman. Dr. Leonard Appelman.
Dr. what?
Leonard Appelman.
Okay, Leonard Appelman. All right. And then what hospital did you see him at? Do you know?
UPMC Presbyterian.
Say it one more time.
UPMC Presbyterian.
UPMC.
Okay. UPMC Presby. Yes.
Presbyterian. Perfect. All right. And I got his information. Presbyterian, and that's the one on 200 Lothrop Street.
Yes.
Okay. And then did you just start treatment? Oh, wait, hold on. Did you start treatment right away, or did you, when did you start treatment with
Well, he tested me on June 6, 2020, with like they did a lymph node biopsy and CT scan and blood test,
Okay. So on the 20th?
That was
The 10th was your
June
diagnosis?
the sixth.
Okay. And then the
The
10th
test
was.
date. You passed me the test date?
No,
How'd
I
you
know your
guess?
test date. No. So I know your test date, but then the 10th was the diagnosis. When did you start treatment? Like, when did you start either, did you start to go undergo like radiation, chemotherapy, any type of
Oh
surgery? Yeah.
yeah. That was June 14th, and
Right
yeah.
away. Okay. June 14th. Okay.
Yeah,
2020.
absolutely.
Did you have to undergo surgery, or what was the first type of treatment you had to do?
I had to get the chemo.
So you started with chemo, no type of surgery. You started with chemo and radiation.
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
And then obviously you have to go through all of that chemo, radiation, immune therapy, and then actually pain management and things like that, correct?
Correct, correct.
Yeah. I know, I heard it's just so painful to do that radiation and chemo.
Man.
It's like brutal, brutal, brutal,
I don't have
brutal.
to think about
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to go through that. But you seem to be,
Thank you.
are you doing better today?
Thank God.
Okay. So I have your address, your primary address that you live at is 2311 Grandview Avenue, McKeesport, PA 15132, correct? Is
Yes, ma'am.
it Allegheny County?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we do request an emergency contact number just in case something wasn't unfortunate to happen to you, Carlos. It basically is just so that we continue the case for you and your loved ones. They will only reach out to the emergency contact if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. Did you have someone that you want to put, either that lives with you or doesn't?
Yes.
Who would you like me to put?
Latisa.
Letitia? Does she live with you or no, doesn't live
Yes.
with you?
I guess you can say she's off and on, but that's not significant either.
Okay, I'll just put she lives with you. Okay. Okay, it's LAT. How do you spell her first name? ISHA?
LATISA.
Essay.
ISA.
Okay. Letisa, and then what's her last name?
BUCKNER.
Buckner.
Yes.
And then what's her phone number?
412. Oh shit. Hold on for me.
I don't know mine either, so don't even feel bad. I don't know my
She could fucking kill me.
Well, it's like nobody knows anyone's phone numbers
I
anymore.
know.
It's not like the old
Not
days,
like
you know?
back. Right.
I'm 80, so like I'm not that far behind you, but yeah, it's not like how it was when the back in the days. You knew everybody's phone number.
636-8686.
636-8686. How did
She
you
keeps
not remember
calling me up.
that? Okay,
I know she's calling me right now. I don't want to answer, but I keep clicking off. She keeps calling. Are we
I
gonna be
just
long?
no, we're almost done. Okay, so I just put girlfriend, and then you do give me permission to contact her if needed, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, just really quick, how did the diagnosis of the lymphoma impact your life?
A lot of pain, and it affected every part of my life.
Okay. the impact was really heavy and everything like that. Okay. And then I'll put a good response for that for you. Do you have any medical records that could show your cancer and all that stuff? Do you still have that in your possession? You
Yes. Yep.
okay, you could provide if needed. Okay. Was there any additional information that you would like me to add to the add to the file to help
No.
support your case? Okay. No surgery or anything like that. You did undergo radiation and chemo. Okay, just to, oops.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Hold on one second. I'm just adding some stuff to make it look good on your file. Okay, so Carlos, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup at your residence. Carlos, you, hold on one second. You were diagnosed between the years of 2005 present. Your diagnosis date was 6/10/2020. And you did approximately spray it for 11 years. Your first name is Carlos, last name is Watts. I do have your birth date as 5/9/1975, and I have the last four of your social as 5/6/4/5. And then I have, let's just make sure. You started spraying Roundup 6/1/2009, stopped spraying it 6/1/2020. You were using a hand sprayer around property line. Residential, you were directly exposed every time, putting you at approximately 264 exposures in your lifetime. And you're using concentrate. You do not have proof of purchase, but you do still have Roundup in your possession. You could show to help support the case. And you're unable to work for approximately 6 years. I do have your diagnosing physician as Leonard Appleman. And you were treated at UPMC Presbyterian Hospital in Pittsburgh, PA. All right. So, does everything sound correct?
Correct.
All right. So what's going to happen now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
Yes.
Okay. So it's pretty self-explanatory to just walk you through it. If you need help, I can go ahead and do so. Give the system just a second. It's generating them. I'm going to text them to you because I feel like that's the easiest way to open them. But it will also send it to your email as well. And then once you do that, let me know when you're finished, or as you're doing that too as well. I will be sending you not only my direct contact information, but the attorney's information too, okay? So the law firm that you've been assigned to. All right. Let me know once you receive them and you're able to start them. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, did you get them?
Look, you said on text.
Yeah, I text them and I sent them to your email. So whatever is easier for you to open.
I said, DocuSign. I just opened it up.
Yeah, just follow the prompt, adopt and sign it with your signature. You may have to use your finger to adopt a signature. Press start, tap the fields where it asks for a signature, and then let me know once you press finish.
Continue. Button K, please sign. All right, just put my finger on this blank space, try to sign it.
Yeah,
Huh.
yeah. Sometimes you have to use
I
like your
can't do it.
finger.
Yeah, I'm trying to use my finger, but it's not. Let me see. Try it this way. Maybe I can do it. I'm not able to do it with my finger or anything, like it's not.
See if it lets you press accept or start.
It what?
See if it lets you press accept or start. What does it say on the what does it say on the
it
thing?
Says continue.
Press continue.
All right. Now I went to the next phase for dot doc roundup and all that.
Okay, just tap the field where it's asking you to place the signature. Sometimes it generate. Sometimes it'll generate a signature for you, and then sometimes you have to sign it. I don't know what the system does.
Oh, okay. Draw my signature. Okay, now they got me in block. I'm signing.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
I just signed that, and it says accept. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right. I'm on the one. Okay. I see now. That's finished. All right, you're done signing.
Okay, perfect. Oh, yep, you're done signing. So thank you for completing that, Carlos. So now that that's done, it will send it. You can download it, but it does send you a PDF form to your email for your records. And then lastly, what I'm going to do right now is I'm sending you a direct text message from my direct line. It's a 949 area code. Go ahead and save that phone number as my direct phone number, so you can contact me if you have any questions regarding the case. Also, I'm going to send
your name
you,
again.
It's Courtney.
What's your name again?
Courtney.
Okay.
Courtney. And then I'm also going to send you the attorney's information in the second text that I sent you. Okay. And they're going to be calling you from a 909-906-3862 phone number. So basically, just before we wrap up,
are they going? I'll have to talk to them tomorrow, or like, because I'm about to go
no,
to
no,
work.
No. So just before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize really quick how important you are in this case. This is your case, so it, you know, you need to be responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. They're not going to be calling you for like a week or maybe two. Okay, so you have a little bit of time, but also just remember, you've got time. This is a legal contract between you and the attorneys. It's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then basically, if you can obtain any supporting documents to help build your case, I ask you to go ahead and do that. But other than that, Carlos, you're done here. Do you have any questions for me?
No, thank you very much.
Yeah. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. And don't hesitate to call, and I wish you the best of luck, okay?
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.